This is HPR episode 2285 entitled, The Tick Conspiracy. It is hosted by first-time host The Dude, and is about 10 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, a show that covers the ongoing war between ticks, may they rot in hell, and everything else.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Warning, this program has explicit language and material. Viewer discretion is advised. Okay, welcome to the Tick Conspiracy. I'm your host, The Dude. Yeah, since that's my Discord name. Anyway, hopefully you're listening to this on Hacker Public Radio, because, you know, I'm a newbie, big fan of Hacker Public Radio, and I'm submitting to this. And, I'll have to remake this damn podcast if, it's not accepted. So, anyway, here we go. What the ticks conspiracy is about. It's about ticks and how they're evil little bastards. Not only that, but the fact of the matter is, that the Northeast, United States, is under siege, people. It is. Completely. For the past 2 years, including this one, ticks have gotten really bad. I mean, I remember seeing ticks when I was little, but that was after hunting deer, and it's on a deer. I've never seen a tick on a damn dog, or on myself, until this year. Like, I've had 3 ticks on me that have bitten me, and I've had to get antibiotics. 3 times within literally this month. It's ridiculous. Like, every time I walk outside, there's a damn tick on me. It's ridiculous. And every time, like, you know, I feel something brushing against me or tickling my skin or anything like that, I assume it's a tick. And I have to check, or I just jump in the shower. So anyway, this entire thing is to spread awareness of how awful ticks are. Now, this might not concern, like, you know, hackers, but it will. You have pets. Your pets are in danger of getting Lyme disease. Your family are in danger of getting Lyme disease. Hell, you are. And if you think, oh, I live in the city, I'm safe, you're not safe. There's animals that come from the suburbs that go into the cities and spread it to your animals, or they could jump on you and spread, you know, the tick menace to you. And also, cities have rats. They have mice. Ticks have been known to attack rats and mice. And, as a matter of fact, that's actually how they spread Lyme disease. According to the CDC, I believe. That might be inaccurate, but I remember hearing about that. Anyway, so, what can we do to rid ourselves from this tick menace? And I'm going to try to be as informative as possible, because honestly, we do not want Lyme disease to spread at all. We want it eradicated. As a matter of fact, we want the ticks eradicated. So, I've found a website that what animals can prevent ticks, or how can you prevent ticks from coming into your yard. Now, one of them is I got from a meme, whether it's true or not, they say possums. eat a bunch of ticks, and they can't get Lyme disease. Now, yes, those sources are probably heavily flawed, but anything counts. Anything shall count on that. So, when you're driving down the road, you know how possums, they'll play dead in the middle of the road and they get hit by a car. When you see a possum on the road, let it pass. Let it pass. Don't run over it. The more possums there are, the less ticks there will be. Also, another animal that they say is really good at that are guinea hens. Now, guinea hens are a type of fowl. They're actually, guinea fowl is the actual type of thing. But anyway, they're a bird that look like little dinosaur things. And they're very loud. I know this because there's one that's a quarter mile down the road. Well, not one guinea hen, but like a person that lives in the community that I live in that raises them. And I could hear them a quarter mile down the road, clear as day. But apparently, guinea hens roam your yard and they just murder ticks. So, my suggestion is to raise more a guinea fowl. However, though, you might attract mice with the feed and everything. So, you might have to have precautions to not attract rodents, for rodents also carry ticks. Now, they say chickens also do decently, but chickens are also more prone to not to roam, and they're a lot easier to be killed by predators. However, they also say that to prevent ticks, putting up a fence to prevent other animals from coming in after you sanitized your yard with guinea hens, to destroy the tick menace, and that will prevent ticks from coming farther in. Also, 3 feet of wood chips and gravel surrounding all wooded areas. Or, in my case, what I'm probably going to do if I am allowed to by my parents, put 3 feet of gravel and wood chips, either or, whichever's cheaper, around the yard, the entire yard, whether it's near woods or not. Because I am sick of this damn thing. I can't even go out in my yard and let my dog out without having 100 freaking ticks on me. It's super ridiculous. It's bullshit. And I'm sick of it. I am fucking sick of it. I'm about to the point where I'm gonna set my lawn on fire. It's bullshit. So, I'm taking every precaution as possible. Anyway. What other preventative measures can you take to keep them out of your yard? Well, another one is put chemicals in the yard. Unfortunately, I will not recommend, I mean, I could recommend that, but the problem is that you might kill like other good insects that may attack ticks, or like do wonderful things with our planet, such as bees. And, with the hive collapse syndrome thing that's been happening, there's not a lot of bees as there used to be. So, whether that's due to pesticides or not, we're not sure. So, it's best not to put chemicals in your yard, but that is a last-ditch effort. Of course, then again, that's kind of hypocritical with my hand because I'm thinking about burning my yard. Just pouring gasoline, sand in a blaze. That would definitely kill everything in there, but, and also probably burn my house down. But it's just kind of, hypocritical exaggeration. Anyway, I guess in short, what I'm saying is, fuck ticks. Protect yourself, protect your yard. Otherwise, we might all have to suffer through whatever diseases they carry. We shall not let the ticks win. We shall fight back. We will win.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.